This tower, which rises above the gate leading to the original fortress, must have been used to defend the entrance to the castle. Its three levels can be easily identified from the outside, thanks to the openings in the wall. On the lower level, there are three narrow arrow slits. Next are two windows with semicircular arches. And on the upper floor are three mullioned windows, which are openings divided in two by a central column. This architectural detail, whose elegance makes it one of the most eye-catching features of the fortress, is reminiscent of the Lombard style. Perhaps it was because of these beautiful windows that this fortified structure was popularly called the Queen's Tower. But despite the name, there is no evidence that it was used as living quarters or was designed for kings or members of the nobility. The back section is protected by the imposing foothills of the Pyrenees, and the front faces south from a height of 1,070 metres, or just over 3,500 feet. Continuing along the walkway, you come to the second tower, or keep. In 1035, when construction work on the original fortress was finished, this stone walkway linking the Queen's Tower with this tower did not exist. Back then, it was simply a defensive tower that was not connected to the walls and known as an Albarana Tower. Access to the tower was across a wooden suspension bridge, which could be removed to protect the people living in the building in the event of a siege. After the castle was enlarged to house the monastery, this tower was incorporated into the compound. Despite this, its height of 22 metres, about 72 feet, still conjures up the imposing and menacing aspect it must once have had on the horizon of this land. This is the end of your audio guided tour of the Castle of Loarre. If you would like more information, please ask our expert staff about the guided tours they offer. Thank you for visiting us at the Castle of Loarre, and we look forward to seeing you again soon.